1976.
America, you voted, and you voted Republicans in the House in a historic sweep. Democrats holding on to the Senate. What does it all mean? Harry Reid alive and well and still the senator of Nevada. Jerry Brown in again for the second time as the Democratic governor of California. Only there was 30 years in between. Barbara Boxer stays as the liberal senator from California. Barney Frank still in Massachusetts. Russ Feingold out. That's a shocker in Wisconsin. So there were some real surprises, some interesting upstarts that got elected. The Tea Party played definitely a part in this. And you, my friends, went to the polls. At least the older crowd did. Where was the younger crowd? 10% of America's youth voted? That'd be 18 to 29%, although I am proud to say that my man Matt Johnson, who falls into that category, the technical maestro of America tonight, went out and voted. So not everybody who falls into that demographic didn't show up. He was certainly one of them. But 65 and older took a big jump. 15% of people 65 and older voted in 2008. This time around, 25%. Wow, 25%. Here's a fun fact for you right from the get-go. People are now questioning what's going to happen in 2012. Will President Obama get reelected? How about this? Three presidents who have lost in the midterms, meaning lost a lot of the majorities, like the House falls to the Republicans, they've been reelected. That'd be Truman, Eisenhower, and Clinton. If that trend continues, it would be four if President Obama is reelected in 2012. Kate Delaney, we're rocking and rolling all over the place from the left to the right and all those spaces in between. As always, you're invited to throw in your two cents. What was it like when you went to vote? It was 45 minutes for me. It was, I think, a proud moment because everybody was buzzing in the line. It's the longest I've ever waited. And there was kind of a ripple, I have to say, of excitement. People were concerned. It was terrible weather in our satellite facility in Dallas. I mean, terrible. It rained all day long. There was floods all over the place. Yet a lot of people showed up to vote. What was it like where you voted, or maybe you were one of those early voters? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Wanted to hear what the sounds were on the day. Here's some of that feeling before voting in Connecticut.
It's not about the issues anymore, and it's not about the best candidate winning. It's about, you know, I guess who's got the biggest sandbox.
Big money has a lot of weight in elections in the current area of the United States, but I don't think it's the correct way to go.
In these tough economic times, I think it's a little bit foolish and foolhardy to spend that much money when there are a lot of people out there that are struggling.
All right, Richard Blumenthal took the vote, the Senate vote, the Senate seat, rather, in the state of Connecticut, by the way, where you heard those voters. Linda McMahon goes down. It seemed like it was pretty close in the beginning, but in the end, the wrestling queen who spent a lot of money lost out to Blumenthal. It looked like early going that there was enough frustration that she might win, but it didn't happen there. Different story in some other states. We're going to get to all the results. First, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Where I was, it was just a few people to start with, but by the time I got out of there, the parking lot was full. And I want to recount on Harry Reid. I mean, that guy is a crook. They had a power failure, and they just happened to have to keep the polls open just a little longer so Harry could skate by. And I trust him not. Okay? Now, for the Delawareans, you're going to be sorry you didn't support our girl, because you guys are going to wind up with $400 a month more increase on your money going out. And speaking of money going out, I think we should impeach this president we have, anybody that's going to take and spend $200 million to take a trip to India, take 3,000 people with him, 40 airplanes. This is a man that is trying to break the United States' financial capabilities to support our own people. And this man needs to go.
And you know what? 2012 is when your vote counts, Dan, because I don't think there would be any kind of an impeachment process. Thanks for the call. It's interesting what Dan said there. He's right about the Mumbai trip. It's crazy how much money that was spent on actually going there. And you think about it and you say, wow, on second thought, wouldn't it have been a good idea not to do that? You know how much was spent to piggyback on what he was saying? $200 million a day on that visit. $200 million. You think that the economy and all the exit polls on everybody's mind, whether it was Connecticut or Illinois or California or wherever. So that is an incredible amount of money to blow, frankly. I mean, there are definite trips you have to take, but that much money, and see, the reason for the money is the security, the stay. Imagine Mumbai, what that would be like. I mean, that's a high-profile visit. You had 3,000 people on this trip, including Secret Service agents, other various journalists and government officials that are accompanying the president. So several people from the White House and several from the security ranks are already there for the past 1 week with helicopters and a ship and high security, high-end security instruments and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, that's just crazy. And but in Mumbai, you have the President of the United States. What do you think, of course, what do you think you have to do to secure the president and anybody else who would be there on the trip? And the answer is you're going to spend $200 million a day on the president's visit to that city, because you can't risk, they can't risk in a place like Mumbai that, if you remember what happened a few years ago, what could happen along the coastline and the airspace and all that other sort of stuff. So just a crazy sidebar to what Dan just said. All right, as I mentioned when I first jumped on, no doubt the House goes the way of the Republicans. I'm not surprised by this. The Democrats hold on to the Senate. Pretty much the way it was mapped out heading into it, that's how the script played out. The thought was always that it's looking like the House is going to go down and that the Senate would be pretty tough to win over in the end. If we look at the Senate, 51 Democrats, 46 Republicans. So you knew what the needed amount was there. That didn't happen. So split chambers. Nancy Pelosi would be out as Speaker of the House. John Boehner, you would think he's going to be the guy that is now in. He's the House Speaker in waiting, so to speak. And, wow, again, the midterm elections certainly shadowed by the economy, the recession. Now we've got a new era of divided government. I would assume that this is going to be an interesting time for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Stay with us. What does it all mean? We'll break it down.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WINDBLUEPower.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know what they say about a house divided, divided chambers. Once again, it's about the Republicans in the House and in the Senate. The Democrats retain the majority there. We'll go through a list of some of the high-profile races, some Senate wins for the Tea Party, and some losses as well. But you can't deny that there was absolutely an effect caused by this so-called movement. And I say that because you had primary wins that were big, and then the primary, some of those primary winners went on to actually win those seats. Kentucky Senate winner was Rand Paul. That was big, and he was expected to win, but he was in jeopardy of losing that. Jack Conway started to gain some ground, the Democrat, but didn't. In the Florida Senate race, Marco Rubio, the Republican, was the winner there, and he nailed that clearly. Christine O'Donnell loses. She was a big-time Tea Party candidate. She lost pretty big to Chris Coons in Delaware for that Senate seat. In West Virginia, a big one, of course, Joe Manchin, the Democrat, ends up getting, the popular governor ends up getting the Senate seat. That was huge. In Connecticut, we mentioned this, Richard Blumenthal, the Democrat, wins. That's big, certainly for the Democrats there. In the Wisconsin Senate, huge here. as you had Ron Johnson, the Republican and the Tea Party candidate, knocks out the outspoken, very liberal Senator Russ Feingold, 53% to 46%. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I'm a little frustrated, but let me scattershot around the country and give you my opinion, if that's all right.
Sure.
First of all, Christine O'Donnell was savaged by the Republicans and the Democrats. She should have won the race, but, you know, for someone who came out of nowhere or whatever, she put up a good showing. And so did Carly Fiorina. That race isn't over yet.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the vote count. 20,000 votes separates that race.
Yeah.
You're listening to me, America, and you didn't vote? Well, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Some of these races are close. The state and local races here are even closer. You know, I know people aren't interested in local races in New York. We had a woman named Nan Hayworth. She beat John Hall in the congressional district. He was elected in the Obama tide, and he's gone. But unfortunately for New York, we got Palladino, you know, he lost.
Done, yeah.
And Gillibrand and Schumer, I forgive them, the rest of the country, forgive New York for putting these two back in. We also have an attorney general by the name of Schneiderman. This guy is so anti-self-defense, so anti-gun, he makes Bloomberg look like an NRA member. That's how bad this guy is. So I'm really disgusted with some of my people in New York. But I think the congressional delegation and the influence of New York is going to fade. But a lot of the money came out of Manhattan for these candidates. Don't be fooled, America. And there's some other local races where longtime incumbents were getting booted out, or the races are so close. So I'm optimistic about that. But think about Ron Paul. That guy Conway and his brother that ran against Paul. Conway's brother was a prosecutor or a district attorney, whatever, and there was a drug charge against him that they squelched. Conway was a phony. They savaged Rand Paul, and he won. Good for Rand Paul. Good for Tom Tancredo and coming close for the governorship of Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah.
That party, if anything, people have to listen, that party that he started is challenging Republicans. And if they think that they, like John Boehner said, you got to roll up your sleeves. If you don't do what we want, what we need, with the jobs and the currency crisis and the Federal Reserve open market having their quantitative easing, America knows, the policies, that we're not stupid and we're angry. And it's good that the House is divided, because he can't shove through, even if he gets a 51 votes in the Senate for legislation, even though it usually goes to the Senate secondarily, it won't go through the House. So
right.
his stuff is being squashed.
That's right.
And I was watching the Spanish channel. I'm going all over the country. The Spanish language channel said that 54% of Hispanics in Florida and 73% of the Cuban population voted for Rubio.
Yeah.
We also have a Hispanic governor, I think, in New Mexico now, Republican Martinez.
Right.
So you can take back some of this identity politics. People want change, and they don't care who's running it. Now, there's going to be some recounts, but people have to vote. You should have voted. And people come out of, look at the angle with, I know there's going to be a recount there. Look, she was a grandmother. I don't know who the hell was behind her, but she came out of nowhere to challenge the sitting speaker. The Senate leader. So this is not the speaker, but the Senate leader, America. So no matter what, we run it for school board or something else. This is our country. It's our country. I know people are going to say I'm naive and it doesn't count, but I'm looking at all of this stuff and I'm saying it does count. And let me just say this. And you had a, tape of someone in Connecticut. I assumed it was the guy who was complaining that maybe in these hard times, Linda McMahon or Fiorina or the other girl shouldn't have spent money on the elections.
Mm-hmm.
But like the other caller said, if that's true, sir, whoever you are, you're worried about money being spent. You just said to Kate, he's going to Mumbai. Now look, they probably have the Secret Service alone probably has more guns than the whole Mumbai police force. But why is he going there? Kate, you said it yourself. It's not 200 million. It's 200 million a day.
Yeah, 200 million a day.
10-day trip, America. That's $2 billion.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's
40 aircraft and 3,000 people. Is he not coming back? Is he going to stay there? We can only hope. I mean, but if you're worried about money being spent wastefully, this is it. I mean, a $2 billion trip to India, he could postpone the trip. What is so important on the agenda in India that he's got to go over there and spend and take over the whole Taj Mahal?
I agree.
That, you know, Mark, you're just being, you know, sour grapes. You're damn right. A country's going down the tubes, and this guy's flying off to India.
Well, yeah.
Let me just end this with this. If the Republicans think that, you know, and good for the governorships, you have to have some friction. But as far as the Tea Party is concerned, they basically came out of nowhere, even though Ron Paul is saying a lot of stuff. And the fellow from CNBC, Santelli, wanted this Tea Party. I'm not even going to talk about racism. It's a fervent movement. And if if it gels into a different party, fine. Because if the establishment Republicans don't do what we want and establishment Democrats, you'll see an even bigger upheaval in 2012. And this guy is definitely not getting another term. And if you voted, God bless you. If you didn't, shame on you. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. Thanks. Shame on you if you didn't vote, because there are so many ways now. They make it convenient in most places to try and vote. Even where I was voting, for people that were in wheelchairs or there was some problem or you couldn't get out of the car, you could drive through vote. Drive through vote. And, of course, there's absentee ballots. There's all kinds of ways to vote. And there are some rare exceptions when you live in really remote areas. But for the most part, I would say 99% of us can easily vote, so there's no excuse. It's just a damn shame that we say, oh, if we got 45% or even 50% of the vote, people to vote in this country, how exciting would that be? I was in line talking to a guy when we were voting, because as I said, it was 45 minutes, and he must have heard me say something about, I was having people text me about how many people were showing up across the country in different polling places. And I said, wow, I wonder if we're going to hit that 45% number. And he heard me say that, and he said, 45%? You mean 45% of the people in the country voting? And I said, It's supposed to be about 40%. That's the norm. So I'm hoping that at least it's 45%. I'm an optimist. So if it could be 50%, how big would that be? And he just thought that was the greatest thing, because he understood that very few people vote. And that's a shame, because if more people voted, the one thing Mark's right about, you can disagree on all the politics. All of us can disagree on different things, on wants and needs, on parties, on people, all that. But if you vote and if more people around you voted, you would get, or you'd have a better shot at getting the right person in to represent you. The apathy is what is such a killer, and that's what politicians count on. That's what makes some people thrive, the big, fat paycheck, where, hey, they can preach all day long and tell you what they're doing, but they're there over and over and over again, and guess what? Then you get out, and then you make big money being on different boards and whatnot. And Mark said something about 2012. 2012 is a big question mark, but we gave you that one statistic. You can't be so quick to think that Obama is going to be out, because you had three presidents who lost the midterm election. In other words, they lost the midterm election to the other party, and yet they were reelected in 2012. Clinton was a big one, remember. Eisenhower before that, and Truman, too. So all three of those presidents were elected for a second term. That's going to be what the question is moving forward. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Those politicians feel like they got a knife in the back. But now what's going to happen? Because the Republicans pick up the seats in the midterm elections in the House and not in the Senate. But forget about the numbers for a second. It's now done. So now come the tough decisions about legislation. And that legislation matters to every single one of us. Dan in Texas, Mark in New York, Don in Wyoming, all of us, Izzy in Missouri, all of us are impacted now by what has happened on Election Day and how it plays out. And you know what? In this giant playground called Washington, D.C., in the Capitol, Republicans and Democrats have to work together if anything's going to get done. That's the bottom line. That's the storyline. So it's a big, big tug of war. You know, what's at stake here is what affects all of us. The things that move forward talking about money, talking about the deficit, talking about the situation with jobs, unemployment, you know, Social Security, you know, pick a topic. There's hundreds of them. I have them all laid out on the Lazy Susan, and I'm spinning it around right now. I mean, seriously. So how do they work together? That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to be intriguing to see. Will there be, you know, two parties coming together, or will there be gridlock? I mean, that's the key deal here. And, of course, with the split decision, now John Boehner is the guy who will be the House Speaker. So Nancy Pelosi is out. And what's interesting, too, is this isn't lost on President Obama, because he, I'm overcome with emotion. I think I talked too much when I was in line. He now knows that he has to work with Boehner if it's going to work out at all. There's still some elections that hang in the balance. Matt, what's going on in Minnesota with the governor's race?
Well, right now we got a really tight race going on. We have Mark Dayton, the former senator of Minnesota, going up against Tom Emmer, who is Tim Pawlenty's kind of right-wing man, I guess is the best way to describe it. And they're separated by 1% right now, 2% depending on what results you're looking at. And there's about 75% of the precincts reporting, so it's a really tight race. Probably going to go down to the end again. And there's also stories coming out of Hennepin County, which is where Minneapolis is, of over tallies, where there's too many voters for the amount of population. And so something fishy may be going on here in Minnesota.
Yeah, and Paul Lenny, of course, is a guy who wanted to run for president. So that's curious. As he said, too close to call there. There was 37 possibilities for what was going to happen with governorships across the U.S. Some likely people stepped into the shoes, and then some certainly didn't. You know, there was initiatives as well that were on ballots across the United States. The biggest one has to be Prop 19. Does everyone know what Prop 19 had to do with? If you were thinking pot, that's exactly right. Ding, ding, ding. Yep, it's it looks as though that this had a chance to pass. And the idea was tax the cannabis, grow it, tax it, make a fortune on it, and by legalizing it, they can turn around the fates and fortunes in California. So the Golden State, often the bellwether, it didn't work this time around. It was the first state to remember authorize medical marijuana back in 96. Prop 19 that was on the ballot would have allowed people 21 and older to possess, cultivate, like I said, transport up to 1 ounce of pot for personal use. So there was a big debate, a lot of debate, about marijuana legalization, and it ended up, there was lots of discussions about addiction and addiction research, and I think that's part of ultimately what killed marijuana this time around. But if you're keeping score, it might take a while. It looks like it could get closer to passing eventually in the next couple of years, because yes, ultimately it went down in California, but it has a chance to come back around again, just like the medical marijuana did. And that was, of all the props, there was 160 across the land. That was, like I said, the biggest that got the most attention. There were others that had to do with abortion and other things as well, but that one was probably the biggest one. So I mentioned John Boehner at the top as all these things hang in the balance. And it was Boehner who said that it's clear tonight who the real winners are, and it's the American people. And I'm telling you, this guy was overwhelmed with emotion. Usually he's hardcore. but he was pretty emotional about the fact that he's now the Speaker of the House. And he says it's time to just focus on what needs to be done and let the rest of it go. And he's not backing down as to what needs to happen. So you could find that is what he says needs to happen. So you could find a lot of gridlock perhaps coming up now in the next, in the next couple of years. And then, of course, 2012 will be the intriguing thing. Will this president follow suit and defy the odds and get reelected, or actually go along with the odds and get reelected, or does somebody come along and knock him off? I think a lot depends on the whole anger issue again with the economy and all that other sort of stuff. I don't know if this bodes well for the number of people who voted, actually, when it's all said and done, being higher than the 40% that normally we get in the United States. But in Green Bay, anyway, they say they had to print out more ballots because of the high voter turnout. In one county, they ordered 22,000 more ballots. In South Central Wisconsin, they had to print extra ballots, and there was a lot of problems with that. So it's the optical scanners. And optical scanners, sometimes there are problems with this kind of voting, with equipment problems. I didn't do the optical scanner thing. We had the touch screen. You get a little card, you stick it in the machine, and then you go through and touch the screen, and that's it, and then you take the card back. Now, Matt, you had the optical scanners, so that's where you did take the ballot and they just put it through the machine like I'm explaining, right?
Yeah, it's like it's basically like a bubble sheet test form like you filled out in high school or college or whatever, and you just fill in the bubbles and slide it through the machine, and it counts your vote.
Yeah, but you fill it in the bubbles with a pen or with a punch?
It's basically a black pen marker type of a deal.
Wow, I don't understand why we don't have a uniform system across the
U.S.
You
would think everything would be the same.
Right, but I have a touch screen, you have that.
But I hear that even if in the touch screen places, you can request a paper ballot.
You can, but most people don't. You have the little card, they even go through and show you again to make sure you voted right. You cast the ballot, and it seems to be pretty free of error. I'm sure they had some, but certainly they didn't when I was there.
Well, I guess up here in the cornfields, we just don't have that technological advancement that you do down in Dallas.
Yeah, so what's up with that? Were there any hanging chads anywhere? Did anyone poke holes for the ballots and hope that they went in the right direction? I've voted a lot of different ways. I was thinking about this when I went to vote. I have done it where, you know, you punch it out. The punch out was weird because there is confusion sometimes as when they had the butterfly ballots like they did in Florida. I can see, I wouldn't just heap that on, oh, that's older people, don't know what they're doing. It wasn't that at all. I think they were kind of confusing the way that they're put together.
When you look at those and you think about the person who designed that, you have to think, what a dumb idea.
I agree.
Why would you have everything moving to the middle?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
No, everything moving to the middle. Let's move everything to the middle. It is. It was odd that that was an approved ballot. Because looking at it, it is confusing on issues. You know, it's like these propositions. Prop 19 was pretty clear cut, but there was the confusion over the proposition that was the gay marriage proposition back in 2008. Sometimes people, they're so convoluted, people don't know what they're voting for, and they vote for something they really didn't want because they don't understand what it was in the first place. Why anyone would have a proposition that wasn't very simple. You know, keep it simple, stupid. That's pretty obvious. And in the whole, across this land in voting, why isn't there a simple way to do it? I don't understand that. Because all these election boards have to vote on the system that they're going to use and the machines and the counts and all that stuff. At least I would say where I was, it was very, very smooth. Just a big line. And then, of course, I was there in the early evening, and they were freaking out about getting everybody in. They were worried because it started to get even more crowded. It was a popular place, I guess, to vote. Maybe on the flip side, we got a little sports we're going to squeeze in. Do you believe it?
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Cliphanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Cliphanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Cliphanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Cliphanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Cliphanger. Cliphanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Cliphanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Cliphanger and the Cliphanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Cliphanger today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Election results, Republicans gaining the victory, certainly a symbolic one in Illinois because they nabbed the Senate seat that was once President Obama's, and then of numerous victories in some key states, some Democratic incumbents fell down really to voter discontent, and there's no question about it. You can feel it. We can feel it here on America Tonight. So there were some strongholds that went in a different direction. Pennsylvania was a key state. It was certainly is a Democratic spot, but the Republican candidate Pat Toomey defeats the Democrat Joe Sestak, and the president really pushed for him. Russ Feingold, the longtime Democrat Wisconsin Senate representative, was projected to become the second Democratic senator to be defeated, and he was. Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas also went down, another casualty. So there was a couple of clearly races that the Democrats didn't think they were going to lose that they lost. All right, we said we would do some sports because, to me, it's interesting. Sports and politics, in a sense, mirror each other. because you've got teams. I think there's clear lines. You have teams. You're fighting for something. You're trying to win. It's about wins and losses, and it's about going up the food chain. It's amazing how similar sports and politics are. So with that spirit, I didn't want to ignore what was happening in the sports world, and we certainly want to give the Giants their due. They knocked off the Texas Rangers the other night, so 4-1, they take that series. The pitching was just stellar. I know we've talked about that. Bruce Bochy, of course, the manager for the San Francisco Giants, couldn't be more elated. Here's what he had to say.
We're all still numb. I mean, what an unbelievable job these players did. And, right now we're still running on adrenaline. We had a good time, celebrated. Some of them took a little nap, but to come back and have these fans waiting on us, it's unbelievable. And, you know, this is something we all dream about. Right now we're living a dream.
Yeah, it's got to feel like that. I mean, can you imagine that's one of your highest highs to be a baseball player, a baseball manager, a coach, anything involved with the Giants, anybody involved with the Giants, and then to see that team, especially it was kind of a ragtag team where you had players that just jumped on in the summer, and to go as far as they did and the way they did it, knocking off Philadelphia and then getting to the Texas Rangers, who had been there for the first time in 50 years, they deserve, like I said, the tip of the cap, and it's going to be some parade, I am certain, in that city. And here's what the fans' reaction was. Here's one fan. Check this out.
We did it. The torch is finally over. The torch is over, baby. The torch is finally over. Giant baseball. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, the torch is over because you had to go back to never, ever winning the World Series in San Francisco. Teams that came close, 89 was the great example of that, but yet not winning it. I can think of the Giants. It was 2002 playing the Angels, and everybody thought the Giants had it wrapped up, and the Angels surprised them. I mean, even the great Willie Mays, they had champagne ready to go when they were down there in Los Angeles, and sure enough, the Angels roared back, and what a series that turned out to be, but the Giants were on the winning end of it. Speaking of being on the winning and the losing end of things, I think the biggest buzz in sports is about Randy Moss and the fact that Randy Moss is now on the waiver wire, basically, because he was booted from the Minnesota Vikings. Initially, you know, the questions, there's all kinds of questions, is who's going to pick him up, what team would be a good fit for him. But now, in the world of Randy Moss, there are a lot of things coming out that kind of protect the coach, Brad Childress, a little bit more, that this guy was a little bit nuts with some of the things that he was saying. He was a malcontent, so how good was he really for the locker room, despite the hands the guy has? Matt, you're there in Minneapolis, and I'm sure the phone lines are still blowing up. I heard on Sports Talk Radio in that area about Moss being ditched, but now new revelations.
Yeah, they're saying he created quite a stir in the locker room during a catered a lunch on Friday before the game against the Patriots, and it rubbed a lot of people in the organization the wrong way. A lot of people went up to the caterers and apologized to him. He was kind of insulting the people's food and said that he wouldn't even feed it to his dog. And players were kind of upset about it. But at the end of the day, though, and Childress may have made the right move in getting rid of Randy Moss, I don't know if it's enough to save Brad Childress's job, because he still just doesn't seem to be able to manage people.
Yeah, and that's what that clearly would show, the problems that he's had controlling the team. And, you know, these coaches can't be babysitters for the players, but at the same time, you either have it, you either have that respect, you either command it or you don't. And
I don't think Moss would try that against Bill Belichick.
I was just going to say that. There you go. You see, that never happened there. They might have, if there was problems with him, trust me, it was under wraps, and if not, boom, he's booted, whatever. That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what happens in Bill Belichick land, no question about it. There's some trouble in Redskin land. the Redskins are trying to explain why they benched Donovan McNabb. And Kyle Shanahan is the offensive coordinator. And he said, when he was asked by, because that's the big question, when he was asked Tuesday about McNabb, what happened here? Why do they pull the veteran quarterback who was struggling? And I think he put himself right in the thick of it, because he said he was told in advance the possibility of McNabb getting pulled from the game if the coaches felt like he was struggling. So now you know what's going to happen there. That's going to get back to the superstar quarterback. So he says, of course, I didn't hear that. I had no idea. And that makes it that much worse. So what happens instead? They decide to bring in Jamarcus Russell for a workout, and he is the former Raiders quarterback, and he was one of several players getting a look from the coaching staff. So now McNabb, he was pulled in the final 2 minutes of Sunday's, in case you don't know, the final 2 minutes of Sunday's loss to the Detroit Lions. And, you know, the drama is obviously unfolding as to he's yanked. Rex Grossman goes in. Mike Shanahan says he has a great understanding of the team's two-minute offense, and now they're kind of shifting around trying to figure out what it is, and McNabb has these nagging hamstring injuries, and perhaps that's it, and, you know, so what happens now? And I would say there could be a quarterback controversy if for no other reason than the coach's son maybe told some reporters too much. So what do they do there? And for McNabb, he's saying there's a 100% chance he's going to be quarterbacking the Redskins next season. But what's he going to say when he keeps getting asked about that? I'll tell you, McNabb has 7 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions. His rating is like 76, and he's been sacked 22 times, second most in the league. His contract expires at the end of the season. Now, the Eagles, of course, would be justified in what happened with them if McNabb is floundering and ultimately is the story that he ends up going away. But this is sort of vintage McNabb of what happens to him. He gets resurrected. Will he get resurrected this time around, come in, have some great things happen, and kind of turn it around? Or is this the slow descent of McNabb? Not what the Redskins were hoping for, I think. And does he get that contract again? The big question mark. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Send them to me at americatonight.net.
Well, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
You will respect my authority.
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you for playing dumb. Let me tell you.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.